Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Irish cyclist Sam Bennett shot to fame in 2020 when he won the green jersey in the Tour de France last September. Hell of an achievement. Now he's getting involved with Dublin Bikes, who've teamed up with the streaming service Now TV. To tell us more about this and how the last few months have been for the Carrick Unsure man, Sam caught up with us on Zoom.
Thanks for having me.
How does 2021 compare to 2020 so far?
I don't know. I think I'm feeling a lot of expectation. Most of it coming from myself. But yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, for us, when we hear, all of a sudden we hear Sam Bennett is in the news and you're this, you know, new sports star to us as the general public. But obviously stories don't work that way. And you've worked for years and years and years to get to where you are. What's it been like, the, you know, the kind of fame, the adulation, the notoriety now at this point?
Do you know, the first time I really felt it was in the Tour last year. And at first it felt strange because I was racing the same guys. I was winning races before, but it seemed to be in the Tour de France that it really took off. And the main thing that hit me was the pressure of expectation, and especially from your home country. So yeah, no, I think it's quite fun. It's something new to me. But
you getting any free pints in Carrick Unsure or a free chicken roll?
No, I haven't been out yet. But you know what? Like, it's nice to get the recognition for the years of hard work, and I'm just happy to be doing my country proud on the world stage.
Yeah, well, you certainly are doing that. You know, and it's not just us mere mortals who are celebrating your victories. One of my favourite moments was listening to Ronan O'Gara talking about how he ran out onto the side of the road. He lives on Ile de Ré there, near La Rochelle in France, where you were coming flying past. He was waving a tricolour, and you just know you've made it in sport if one of our greatest ever sporting heroes is standing on the side of the road cheering you on with the tricolour.
Yeah, it was fantastic, and it's quite a cool story to hear. And I think I remember the spot actually. I was having a pretty bad day, and just see the flag out and support us was fantastic to see.
We often wonder, does that actually help? Because I know the Tour de France came to Dublin before, and we went down. It was passing near our house. We went down to watch it, and it just flew by in a second. The, you know, all the cars around, support cars, and the cops and everything came through, and then it was over, and we were like, wow, did our cheering do anything for anyone? But I suppose maybe if you're in the middle of France and you see a tricolour, it probably does help.
I think when you hear the crowds and they're banging the boards and they're making all that noise, it's electrifying. It really gets you going. Like, and there's actually a hype off that. Like, it is something special. It's something I kind of missed in the Champs-Élysées this year. There wasn't really any crowds. Yeah. It was just the atmosphere wasn't there, but you get something from it. It's quite nice. Unfortunately for the fans, they see us for 10 seconds and we're gone. And they could be traveling an hour or so to get to see the race. But for us, for me, it means a lot.
There was great footage emerged, I think it was from WLR actually, of your entire family watching the race unfold and just screaming their heads off when you nab the green jersey, the pride of that your mom had talking about you afterwards. It must be whatever about the crowds lining the roads. The special part must be coming home after doing something like that.
Yeah, I think so, and I think it was really nice to see those videos. You know, they understood the work that went into it. I moved away from home when I was 18, lived abroad, and it took me so long to get to there, and then for them to be able to enjoy the moment just as I did was something fantastic. And the only disappointing thing was that I should have gone home straight after the tour, but I had to get ready for the next races, and I thought I was doing the right thing with COVID-19 and restricting my travels and everything. But looking back now, I would have liked to have gone home to try to celebrate with everyone. I was lucky enough to have my wife there in the Champs-Élysées, and so that it was great to have the support there. But it would have been nice to get home and to enjoy the moment with everyone.
Well, actually, we spoke on the show before to Ray Cullen, who is the former chairperson of Carrick Wheelers, and he had nothing but good things to say about you and all the work you put in at those underage levels as well.
Yeah, you know, it's mad, like Carrick and Shore, like there's so much history, like cycling history in the town. So any young people coming through, you have the world of knowledge and advice, and it's quite fantastic there. And also, when I was coming up through the ranks, we had these league races on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. And yeah, like they were really well run, and they were definitely played a part on my journey to the top. You know, they were really important in my development and explosiveness and speed. So they were, yeah, it was really nice to be able to use those as a tool to work my way up and to really come out of Ireland.
For most people, we see cycling on the telly, or we might be lucky enough to catch a race from time to time, but we never really understand what it's like. Is there anything about being in a race like the Tour de France, actually in it, that you wish the public understood, or you reckon that we just don't get?
There's just so much happening, and when you look at it on TV and you look at a helicopter shot, it almost just looks like a swarm of bees just going along. But when you know the teams that are there, what their strengths are, what each rider is there to do, there's so much more behind that. And then when you see the movement in the peloton, you can understand what's happening. The only thing I like, what would be fantastic, would be if there was like more cameras on the bike to really get you into the peloton, because it looks so smooth on TV. It's exciting in the peloton, and there's quite a lot of movement, and it's aggressive at times, but I think you'd really be on the edge of your seat now if you could really get into the peloton and see what it was like.
It's Today FM, it's Dermot and Dave, and we are talking to Sam Bennett. Sam, will you talk a bit about sprinting just for a second? Because it's something that's hard for us mere mortals to understand, but it's kind of a different discipline to just simply cycling, you know, 270 kilometres as fast as you can. Like the sprint bit is intriguing.
Yeah, like there's quite a bit that goes into it. Like I know the first part is to get to the finish and get to the finish as fresh as possible. But then you have a train in front of you. So like for me in the tour, I think, yeah, I had about five guys, and their capacities as you go back through the train to me are all different. So some guys can go to sustain a certain amount of power for 1 minute. The next guy will be 40 seconds, and they get more explosive as they go back. The last two guys, you have to always work with each other, kind of get a feel for each other, know what the other person's thinking, and you're always trying to. So I never wear glasses with a frame underneath the lens, because I'm always trying to see what's behind me, and I know the wheel and the front fork of the rider behind, so I can calculate, do I need to go earlier because this guy, yeah, it can go long, or is there another guy that's more explosive, so I need to wait longer? And I'm always trying to judge my effort off who's behind me, trying to cover one side of the road, keep one area blocked, judge the wind, judge my timing, have my lead up man deliver me. I'm trying to give information to the guys to what I need to get them to cover me. So there's a lot going on, and the problem is when you're tired, the decision making happens a lot slower. All these decisions have to be made in a split second, and it's taken me quite a few years to get better at it. I'm still not there yet, I don't think, but
it sounds like you're describing like an army platoon, not a cycle race. It's, you know, you have your men around you, you're looking for them to cover you, back you up, support you, you know, and then you got guys trying to take you out during the whole experience.
Yeah, like the thing is, it really is a team sport, and I know, like at the end of the day, I get across the line first, and it looks like I'm getting all the glory, but I couldn't do it without my teammates. And the thing you don't see is, I'm more of an explosive rider. I'm struggling on all those climbs, and I have like 5-6 riders waiting with me, pacing me up the climbs, like pacing me through the valleys, trying to make up time. Like if I was to do this all alone, I wouldn't have a hope. I definitely own my success in the Tour de France this year to my team.
Well, I feel like I can relate to you because I took the dog for a walk yesterday. I went up a bit of an incline and the thighs were burning. So I know what it's like.
And I know what it's like because I have to carry one of those really slow guys with me every day and can just about get him through the show, you know.
But look, you're launching something to do with Dublin Bikes, an incredibly popular scheme, and they've joined up with Now TV.
Yeah, so yeah, teamed up with Now TV and Dublin City Bikes. I think it's fantastic. They're launching a new app, which would make it easier to see what bikes are available to unlock them. I think they're a great way of getting around the town, getting some fresh air.
Is there a chance we could see you on board a Dublin bike in the next Tour de France?
One or two stages, maybe a flat one now.
Well, look, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Sam. I know things are kind of put on hold for the moment, but we can't wait to see you back in the saddle doing yourself, your teammates, and of course, Ireland proud. Amazing, amazing accomplishments. And just so exciting. As someone who grew up, you know, remembering Sean Kelly and Stephen Roach and the lift they gave to a country, you know, I really appreciate the impact that your feats and years of hard work can have on a country that needs a bit of a lift. So well done.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Cheers, Sam. All the best.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.